Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Without further ado, let's welcome in our Cleveland sports beat reporter, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. It's none other than Daryl Ryder joining us now. Daryl, what's going on?
Not a whole heck of a lot.
No, not so much. We're in the middle of Brown season, but the Cavs are back. That is a slight, I would say, should be boost to morale during the Brown season, right? Can we get at least a slight boost?
Oh, it's the old saying, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
I mean, hey, we got to get somewhere, okay? Like, Cavs should pick up a few wins. Hey, listen, they play on a Sunday by the end of this month. That should be enough reason to maybe have something to look forward to on a Sunday, right?
I'll be there Sunday night.
Well, there we go. We're looking forward to it. Daryl, obviously, Browns also in action on Sunday, taking on Mike Vrabel and the Patriots. I was just talking about it. Patriots are 5-2. Is this team not at least a tad bit overrated, though, compared to where they stand?
Well, I mean, you look at the schedule and you look at the wins, that they have. Everyone's beaten the Dolphins. A lot of people beat Carolina. But look, I mean, they went to Buffalo and won. Everyone beats the Saints. Everyone beats the Titans. So, a lot of folks will say, hey, their schedule's easy. But guess what? You can only play what's on your schedule, and the Browns are coming off of taking the Miami Dolphins to the woodshed themselves. So, they'll have some tougher competition as they get a little deeper into things. They got to play Buffalo again. I think Atlanta's on their schedule. Tampa Bay's on their schedule. Lamar Jackson practiced today, so he's coming back. Ravens, I think, are on their schedule too. So, it's not like they're just beating up on the Jets and the Dolphins the entire season, although both of those teams should be good for four wins for them. But, it is a team that if the Browns do not play with the same energy and attitude they did this past Sunday against the Dolphins, well, they're going to come home and head into the bye week 2-6.
Yeah, definitely. I wouldn't consider it an easy game, Daryl. And part of what obviously plays into that, Mike Vrabel taking over for the Patriots obviously has been a storyline this week, previously in the building with the Browns. Does that actually give Vrabel and the Patriots any advantage knowing that he was here last year?
Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit because, I mean, he knows the Browns' entire operation. I'm sure things have been altered a little bit this year by Kevin Stefanski, but... Vrabes was, pretty much in the middle of things on the practice field. he coached the tight ends during training camp. He coached the offensive line starting in October. He's got intimate knowledge of what the, Kevin Stefanski wants to do. They both have, expressed publicly their friendship and the respect that they have for each other. I think that, you know, Kevin Stefanski, you know, maybe didn't show him everything, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe there'll be a little something-something in store for a surprise Sunday, including maybe a Browns win. Now, wouldn't that be a surprise, right?
That would be a pleasant surprise. We would definitely take that one. Is there any chance Vrabel being in the building last year actually makes this more of a game to overlook for the Patriots, considering, I don't know, Daryl, he was a part of a 3-14 team that had to call on him to coach the offensive line, and they don't look to be all that much better this year on paper?
I don't think overlooking is in Mike Vrabel's vocabulary or DNA. He ain't going to overlook anybody. If anything, he's going to be looking to take the boots to Kevin Stefanski and the Browns. That's what's going to happen. And look, I mean, they've got a stellar run defense. Third overall, they give up under 3.5 yards a carry. That pass defense leaves a little to be desired. So if Dylan Gabriel can't throw against that secondary, then I don't know, maybe Dylan Gabriel shouldn't be starting for this team. And then offensively, let's give credit where it's due. Drake May has been fantastic. His completion percentage is over 75%. His touchdown to interception ratio is spectacular. It's like 12 or 13 to 2, something in that neighborhood. So yeah, let's give credit where it's due there, but that's why they play the game, and we'll see if this Browns team is up to the task. I certainly think the defense is, because they've been up to the task each and every week, right? And hopefully maybe they can force a couple more turnovers that turn into points. I will say this: I do enjoy thinking about this. Of the four touchdowns the Browns scored, Dylan Gabriel wasn't on the field for three of them. I just want to point that out to people.
That is true. Had a couple of Wildcats, had a defensive touchdown. It's not a good feeling, Daryl. We can leave Dylan Gabriel out of that
one. That was not meant to be negative. I was just presenting a fact.
Yes, it is fair.
Listen, if I wanted to be negative, I'd tell you how his longest pass completion was 24 yards. His completion percentage is sub 60%. He's touchdown to interception. He's only thrown three touchdowns. He's been sacked 10 times.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
His QB rating sub 85. He's only thrown for 546 yards and three starts. I could get, he's only 5'9". Can't see over the offensive line. Can't see when guys are wide open down the field. Like, if I really wanted to be negative, I would point all of those things out. But that's not what I'm doing right now.
No, of course, just a hypothetical. If you wanted to, those are the things you would point to.
Right. If I really, really wanted to point all of that stuff out, I would have mentioned it.
Daryl, I think the fans have taken this game and ran with it a little bit between the Stefanski-Vrabel battle. Should this game actually mean anything more for Kevin himself when it comes to job security and people thinking, well, the Browns should have just kept Vrabel in the building instead of Stefanski?
Well, I mean, I can't speak for how people think, although I can pretty much open up my social media accounts and take a look at the mentions and get a gauge the temperature real quick. I'll tell you, regardless of the outcome of this, Kevin Stefanski's not getting fired at the bye week. Now, should they have kept Mike Vrabel in the building? I think there's something to be said for that. But also, too, I don't know that Mike Vrabel would have taken the job. He is a stand-up guy. He's not known as a backstabber in league circles. Not to say but that would have been in the perception had that happened. It would have been perceived that way. And look, Kevin Stefanski was asked, I think it was on Monday's Zoom, somebody asked him, why on earth would you bring in Mike Vrabel when, he'd be, breathing down your neck, looking over your shoulder, potentially taking your job. And Kevin Stefanski said, hey, he's a dear friend, and I trust him implicitly. And, I give Stefanski a lot of credit for that last year because it's been easy to be like, yeah, we're not going to bring Vrabel in because I really don't need that guy, hovering over my shoulder, ready to swipe my job at a moment's notice. Vrabel has always struck me as a man of principle, and I don't even know he would have taken the job for the folks that want to bemoan the fact that he was in the building and they did not replace Stefanski with him as head coach. Because I just not convinced Vrabel would have taken the job.
Again, Daryl Ryder with us here. Daryl, looking at last week, obviously very heavy in the run game, weather conditions helping play into that. Is that game plan that we looked at to beat the Dolphins a sort of one-size-fits-all, you can apply it to every game, or did that feel more game-specific there?
Yeah, I don't know if it's one-size-fits-all. Should they do more of it as long as Dylan Gabriel's the quarterback? The answer is hell yes. this week, I think this needs to be more of a passing game. But we need to see the same results we saw in the run game, right? Need to see some chunk plays, need to see some explosives, because I kind of feel like the wide receiver core has been lulled to sleep. They're running all these routes and, not getting the football, or when they are getting the football, it's within 5-10 yards of the line of scrimmage. And, this is a league that, that's just not how it's done in the modern National Football League. So I think that this is a week where the Browns need to throw the football because New England's defense begs you to throw the ball. And I think this is a good opportunity for us to go into the bye week and really get a good idea of just what Dylan Gabriel's capabilities are.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Daryl. I mean, let's play hypothetical for a second. If the Browns' offense goes out and puts out a good performance, I don't want to say repeats of performance because I don't know how great they really were on Sunday. Definitely did enough to win the game. But if they look good against the Patriots' defense, what does that signify to you about this team?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not looking for Dylan Gabriel to manage games right now. And I know that's a fine line. Kevin Stefanski's trying to win games, and he feels probably the way he can do that is by having Dylan Gabriel manage it, right? Because I think Kevin sees what we all see, or a lot of us see. And so he's working with what he's given, and he's trying to maximize what he's given. I mean, look, they win this game on Sunday. They go into the bye week with back-to-back victories. You're feeling a lot better about things at 3-5. Then you sit there and say, man, if they would have had week one, now they're not 3-5. They're, maybe 4-4 at the bye week, right? But then you can say the same thing about the Green Bay game too, right? You can flip the coin and go the other way with that. But I do think if they can win, this will give them a much better taste going into the bye week and maybe a little more energy coming out of it, because I think there's a big difference between going into a bye week 2-6 versus 3-5, I should say.
No doubt about it. Daryl, we got to run, but always appreciate you. Who knows? Maybe we'll be talking about another back-to-back Browns. When's the last time we had back-to-back wins?
Last season, I believe.
That just doesn't feel real.
No, it wasn't last year. You got to go back to 2023. Yeah, 2023.
Yeah, and the 2023 season.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Didn't exactly have a mic in front of my face at that point, so it would be a good change of feeling to be able to have it. So we're looking forward to it, Daryl. Maybe we'll actually get our wishes.
There's a first for everything.
There is. Daryl, we appreciate you.
You bet. Have a good weekend.
You too. Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland sports beat reporter. Witness there, courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We'll react to what a little bit of Daryl had to say as well. Get a grip in 5 minutes on Overtime with Jake Volnick on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.